Welcome back, everyone. I'm Nick.
I'm Andy.
And you're watching KFAF, a very special KFAF, I might add, because Andy, we have special guests James and Elise Willem on the show today, and they and you, and to some degree me, because I was like, that sounds great, I'll stay out of the way, came up with a phenomenal idea today. Mm-hmm. Theaters are closed, but they're going to need to reopen, and we're going to need a megastar to help bring the movie industry back to its prior glory.
Absolutely.
And no better people on the planet could take parts of other celebrities and cobble together this super celeb. No one's more capable of doing that than we are.
These guys right here. Yeah. I'm worried about the industry, Nick, and I feel like people are scared, right? People are scared to go back out to theaters, and totally understandable. But what if we can get them to risk it all to watch that one perfect actor on the silver screen, you know what I mean?
I mean, it's gonna take an actor with a body and a charisma that we have never seen before. Mm-hmm. And I think that when this episode is done, we are gonna find that actor. Mm-hmm. Now here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. Real talk. We filmed with James and Elise for 2.5 hours, and we had so much fun we lost track of time, and there's so much good stuff in that Andy and I decided that maybe we just want to do a special one-off KFAF where it's just the bit today, because, again, there was so much good stuff in there, and we want to definitely have, full transparency, enough time to actually sit and edit down the 2 hours into something that's awesome. And so for that, we are going to take the Photoshop challenge this week, which we got a lot of great submissions for, which was the Portillo movie. We're going to move that to the next episode along with Ask Andy Anything, and we are just going to get right into that bit right now. Hey, guys, what's going on? Good to see you, James and Elise.
Hey!
So this was obviously, we're doing a lot of fun stuff with Funhouse all throughout this week. You guys go check out everything that they're working on over there. But one of the ideas that popped up, and we all wanted to work with each other, was we all move in together. But because of COVID, that became something that was, quote unquote, as Andy says, illegal and maybe even a little immoral. So what we decided to do instead was, you know, movies are going to be opening up soon, hopefully, and theaters are going to be hurting, as are all the movie production companies are going to be hurting. So they're going to need a mega celebrity to really pull those audiences back in and get some butts in seats. So we figured who better to do that with than our two best friends in LA, James and Elise. And they said, we don't want to do it.
No.
And then we said, please. And then Andy did the thing where he bats his eyes. And they were like, okay, fine, we'll do it for you guys.
His long curlies.
Oh, he's got the eyelashes. How are we going to start this off? What's your grand scheme for, like, the foundation for this actor and or actress or something new?
I mean, can I just kick it off by saying we have to look to China.
Because that's the box office.
Because that's where the new box office is shifting, okay? Mm-hmm. And they also are incredibly racist in a lot of ways. So they're very picky about who they allow on their posters and who they want to see in their movies.
So you're saying it needs to be ethnically ambiguous,
yes,
is what you're
exactly
saying.
Took the words right out of my mouth.
But maybe that's not in the face. Maybe that's across the board. I'm just saying we can't just be a white guy. Right?
No,
can't
God
be
no.
A white
I'm
guy.
Tired of
it's
white.
2020.
Guys. So maybe let's start with the foundation of The Rock. I feel like that's a good foundation.
Yeah,
and I think we need to have an honest conversation about The Rock's best feature, which Andy and I have talked about ad nauseum. Which Andy, what is it? His calves.
The calves.
Of The Rock.
That's exactly what I said. Oh wow, look at him, dude. He looks so good. The Brahma Bulls, what they call him.
They're pretty good. Those are pretty good calves.
Look at that. Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Really good.
Those look like turkey legs because it's a big chunk of meat.
Let me tell you, as someone who spends a lot of time in the gym, those are calves you work for. Some people are just born. Adam Kovic, all right?
Oh, yeah.
Toss him out here.
I got great calves here.
Elise is born with great calves.
Oh, really?
Let me see him.
Those aren't those weren't earned in a gym anywhere. Those are that's genetics.
It's not, she did play soccer, so not to discredit that.
Can I tell you guys my feet in this episode? That's going to skyrocket the views already, baby.
Don't think that I didn't think, you know, the Tim Geddes in me didn't think, let's name this Elise's feet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nick gets it because Nick has a 5-star perfect rating on WikiFeet as well.
I do.
Well,
I do.
It was 4.99, I believe.
It's perfect.
That's a 5. It's margin of
error. 0.01% margin error.
It's like when a teacher won't give out 100. You know, it's like a 99 is pretty much perfect, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
What's important good. About all this, though, is that, remember, is that I have a much higher score than Greg does on WikiFeet.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So that's really the only thing that really matters. At
yeah,
this.
Yeah.
All right, so you wanted to start off with just his lower half, huh?
I just think the calves are I mean, like, to James's point, they're difficult to get. Like, I have pretty, can we rank these? Can we rank these calves?
Let's see them, yeah. Oh, that's
those
solid
are good calves.
Calves.
Really
yeah,
good
calves.
Those are good calves.
Yeah, yeah, really good
but did
calves.
Did you earn them? Did you earn them?
And I did, and as we talked about last week on KFAF, I earned them through the very traditional way of marching band. You have to roll your step, and that gave me these beefy calves. Mm-hmm. And then I decided that it would be fun to smoke cigarettes and play turf soccer later in life. And great. So I tore my meniscus on my left knee, and so that calf has atrophied now. So that's why I didn't show you my left.
You know, I never knew that I would grow up to know somebody associated with the word atrophy.
Mm-hmm. but looking back now, does it make sense that the person you do know is Nick?
Oh, 1,000%. Look at him. We have the Rock's legs. How else do we want to build this super celebrity? Like, what are we targeting next? Are we thinking arms, face?
I think we got to flip those feet around and put some sweet kicks on it. Shoe sponsorship.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Hold on. How's he supposed to flip the feet around?
Well, we got to get... Well, the calves are in the front because that's what we want to show off, right?
The calves are in the front of the human being, yeah.
Okay. That's obviously, honestly, what I thought was one of the big design flaws about the human body when God did it, was that why are the calves not in the front where everyone can see them?
That's what we're doing. We're saying put the calves in the front.
Well,
put
it's like we came front, from monkeys. Monkeys have big butts, big juicy butts.
So do
but
I,
as soon
yeah.
as monkeys started standing up, that's when they started developing boobs. Mm-hmm.
Whoa, so, no way. Yeah. Is that real?
That's why, because you needed... Boobs are just butts on the front.
I've always said that.
So we need good shoes.
We need good shoes. Who's we need, can't be Jordans, because everybody's... But, maybe Brooks?
Now, I'm thinking, a Skechers, maybe. So this one, or what? Are we thinking, a running shoe?
I mean, definitely. This guy... this is an action star, Andy. This is not sit and talk about our feelings star.
They're going to be running a lot. Yeah, you're right about that.
Do you think the fine people in China give a shit what this guy has to say? Blow up a fucking building in the first 5 seconds of this movie, or GTF out.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
You want to blow up a building, and you also want to be around your family. You want to show he's a family man. They is a family man. They're also willing to blow up a building.
But, I mean, James, you bring up a really good point, because... Every movie that is an action movie has to shoehorn in the concept of it being about family, or else it's just to just add some level of faux depth. There's one actor, Andy, that screams family more than anyone.
Who?
Reginald Vel Johnson.
I don't know who that is, actually. Let me see.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
Oh, okay. Carl Winslow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He died, right?
Yeah, he's recently passed.
Maybe we should not tread on his grave. Let's go. Let's back it up to Vin Diesel. Let's go with Vin Diesel, because he's all about family. How about that?
Well, who else? Robert Wagner, maybe?
I didn't know Reginald Vel Johnson died.
Oh, no. Uncle Phil died.
No, you're thinking of Shredder.
Uncle Phil died.
Everyone does this.
Are you sure Reginald Vel Johnson didn't
die? Everyone thinks that Shredder died. Uncle
Alive?
Phil.
Question mark? Oh, I got to go
check.
To this.
Death hoax.
Oh, he's still alive, yeah.
He's fine.
Wow, he was only born in 79? I thought he was way older than that.
Uncle Phil.
What? No, that's years active.
Okay. And he was in Die Hard in 1987.
Yeah. I think we got to go with Reginald Vel Johnson then, since he's not dead.
Yeah. But what part of him?
His heart.
Because it won't stop ticking.
It's right? got the, yeah, his family.
So if it's his heart, it would be his midsection.
Yeah, his torso. Right?
Okay, torso.
Or at least his chest, at least.
Okay, got it.
Why Let's would see. You Google Reginald Vel Johnson torso? That's not a thing.
There are also plenty of pictures of his torso.
Here we go.
Maybe okay. So here, let me tell you this. Let me say this. To be respectful to the man who played Sergeant Al Powell in the classic 80s movie, I think that he's very expressive and his heart comes out through his hands. So maybe we could just use his hands.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah,
as opposed to having his bigger torso. And this is not a knock against Reginald, but I don't know if the Chinese are going to respond well to his just raw girth on screen.
This copy pasted.
We're done.
This copy pasted in such a perfect way. I can't.
This is terrifying.
You know what, Andy? Keep the watch.
Keep the watch. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's like James Bond.
It signifies luxury. It signifies wealth, the status.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Keep his slightly long fingernails too.
Yeah, okay.
Sure, trim those down.
That's great. Okay. And again, I like that we're continuing.
Oh, he's got two watches. Oh
my two God. Watches, both watches.
Well, we're doing both. He's a little older. One of them might be a medical alert bracelet. Now we're missing some very important parts of our actor here.
You see them too, right? You see that too. I definitely see the missing pieces.
I'm seeing where we're missing. So
good knees are hard to find.
Who's got good knees?
Good knees are really
hard.
We have to go
with young knees because my knees are not good anymore.
Hey guys, I'm gonna say who's got better knees than Gary Sinise.
Wow. That's a great point. Wow.
Okay.
I'm spell that.
You
here we
spelled
go.
It wildly wrong.
Sure, it's right there.
Oh, how much knees yeah. Oh my gosh.
Great knees.
Look at them.
There it is, Andy. I don't know how you're doing this so fast, but you are an artiste.
The knees or thighs?
Just,
are going up to
just
thigh?
The knees. No, just we can find much better thighs.
But
just
you're not
going to,
I mean, you. I'm telling you one thing right now. You look the rest of your fucking life, you're not going to find better knees than these. These are Gary Sinise knees.
It's
just looks like a slab of meat. Negative, because he's standing at an angle.
Yeah,
there.
No, for sure.
Let's see. I just thought you were better than this, Andy. That's better.
Hold on, let me grab this.
Maybe
one.
We'll give him
a
knee
little
pads.
Rotate. Oh, I can. Let me flip this one horizontally as well.
Flip
I need
it horizontally.
Yeah.
So it's correctly oriented, so that the calf is up right below the knee. Perfect.
There you go. See, those look like knees now. Now we got knees.
Yeah. You know, you can't have knees without thighs and quads.
Oh, baby. Yeah. So, but James, here's the thing: we've already done the muscle. We've already done the muscle thing.
Oh.
We need it's that sensitivity. It's kind of like that's the alternating. We went masculine rock. Sensitive Reginald Val Johnson. Masculine Gary Sinise. Now we're going to need to go sensitive again.
So you thinking maybe a woman's knees? Woman's thighs?
I'm thinking a woman's thighs.
I'm going to throw out J-Lo. Mm-hmm. I'm going to throw out J-Lo's quads.
Oh,
now,
wow.
Now, Nick, I want you to know, you do J-Lo for the quads. The butt, you're giving up the butt card.
Is the butt going in the front?
I mean, the butt card, J-Lo's butt is top tier. But I feel like if you're going to do a butt that resonates around the world... Mm-hmm. There can be only one. It's the most popular butt on Instagram, and it comes from a family of popular butts.
Kardashian.
Oh, Kardashian.
It's got to be Kim K's butt. We got to do Kim K's butt.
You can't do Gary Sinise's knees and not do Kim K butt.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Those are thighs.
And then there's also one that's second from the left.
Those are great thighs.
This is definitely, I know this is like a paparazzi photo, but she knew.
Guys,
let's move this canvas up, because we're creating somebody that's going to be at least 7'3".
Yeah, which is what you want. Again, China, they're going to want to look up at those billboards.
You're so right. Let's move these bad boys down. There we go. Again, the sketch is looking great still. Like, I'm really happy about that choice of shoe.
It's great.
I'm already loving this, guys. Okay.
Why would I go? So why glamorous. Would we be in the hands?
Can we agree right now that we're not allowed to move the hands?
Okay.
They have to stay there.
You know what, James? I'll go ahead and lock that layer.
Not moving, man.
Lock
it in.
Should we Google famous Hollywood crotches?
Well, I feel like that's cheating, isn't it?
Oh, I guess you're right.
Shouldn't we have to decide
on our own? One that sticks out to me is a crotch that I think made waves back in 2015, 2016, when this gentleman started the movie with just full frontal. And that was Michael Fassbender. And
I thought Fassbender, too.
Well, I don't know how much... Andy, I guess you're going to have to be on the litmus on this because you're the gatekeeper here. Can we do a full frontal nudity for the crotch right now? Will Twitch allow that?
I'm pretty sure no. We can blur it out. Like, you know, Twitch will definitely get pissed off if we try something out like that.
Okay,
so then, like, the thing
I'm
going
to throw this out then. Okay. Because the guy that everyone... The second option for this, and I don't know why I have just a library of penises and pants of actors... Mm-hmm. In my brain, but I know the guy that they talk about that has a big old dong is Jon Hamm. I know Jon Hamm, they say he's got a big one.
Mm-hmm. What doesn't that guy have?
Well, that should be Jon Sausage.
So Jon Hamm dick, or what are we doing?
Type in Jon Hamm.
Bulge?
Jon Hamm hog.
Bulge.
I spelled it wrong. I put a D in there.
It autocorrects for you up here, Andy.
Let's see.
Oh my goodness.
Is that
to your left, Andy?
To the left. Right there.
Yeah, there you
look
go.
At that.
Look at that Subway sandwich.
That's not his
sandwich.
Butt. Wow, that's the front.
That's so funny. that's what
crazy.
A real man looks like, Andy.
That's crazy.
Wow.
So should we make these shorts?
Like, oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Don't forget, we're going to have to get Kim K's butt peeking out.
Look, right, you could we'll see it. You could see
that
hog.
Yeah, you see the outline.
The big old hog.
That can't be comfortable for him.
It's like I'm trying to justify that I wouldn't want that. Like when I think about like, I'm like, you know what? Tall people have such trouble on planes, you know? Like
yeah.
People with big dicks, they have such trouble with khakis, you know?
Well, like my wife says that they don't, that women don't really like big penises because they don't, they, she says that they're too intimidating and that sometimes they hurt or whatever. So
your wife told me the same thing. So,
oh, Andy, can you click on this picture so we can see it bigger?
Yeah. Is it curving in on itself?
What the fuck?
It's pretty crazy. Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Shut up. That's not real.
Wait.
Oh, is that testicle?
Yeah, well, that can't be his balls in the one on the right.
That's his balls.
There's no way that's a ball.
Like, that doesn't look like having to sandwich the balls over one side or the other.
No one would want that.
I would.
That's a burden. That's a burden. I like sometimes forgetting that I have a penis.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's what I like.
I almost laughed earlier looking at the Google search and said, Reginald Bell Johnson alive?
Oh, that's
do you think Gary Sinise is like, why didn't you choose me for the dick?
Andy, now, we talked about putting the dumper on this thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The dumper.
Yeah. I might just have to see a glance of
Kardashian dumper.
Now, I think that, like, the thing that I think is sexiest about Kim Kardashian's dump is that you can see it from the front.
Yeah,
so I don't know.
Yes, agreed. Oh, maybe a swimsuit one.
Yeah, click on the swimsuit right to the right.
Right
there. Gadoosh.
Though I will say that the one that Andy was just on, it would maybe match the color of John Hamm's.
Oh, you're right.
The khakis, yeah.
You're right. Khakis. Okay, let's go with that. The thing is, we don't want to scare foreign audiences away.
No,
that I've noticed as far as just how I react to Kim K's butt is that initial reaction, fear.
Yeah.
Then excitement, and then curiosity.
Back to fear.
And then fear. You're right, Andy. Right, back to fear.
Also, like, we also want this person to look natural.
Oh,
at the end of the day.
I want people in theaters to be like, that could be me. I could do that, you know?
You want to be standing behind them in line at a yogurt land going, that person is beautiful, not what are they doing here? They should be whisked away by security.
I wonder if we should go back to the drawing board on this one, because do you know when you look at a picture of a woman in a swimsuit with a dumper, and her legs are slightly parted, and between the legs you can see some of the...
Oh, the butt.
The butt cheeks.
Oh.
But I wonder if we should be able to see those between
the butt cheeks,
the bulge
below.
Of ham.
Andy,
that's
she's
great.
Right.
Yeah.
We're not seeing any butt
We might have to go back to the drawing board.
Provided his balls don't get in the way.
That's fine.
I mean, she's taken a billion pictures of her butt, so it's here somewhere.
Well, you could maybe use this of her from behind.
Yeah, that's one.
As an implied butt.
Right there. There it is. I was thinking the one that was covered in sand in Photoshop, but this one, this is real. This is the real butt. There
like
it
that,
is.
Like
yes.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
It makes it even creepier that the hands are just floating out in space. Oh, that's just great.
This one's really good.
This is
really
great. Elise,
we're making progress, man. Like, right now, AMC Theaters is licking their chops right now. They can't wait to get this movie in theaters.
What movie?
Exactly. There's so many opportunities.
Any movie he or she, whatever this ends up being, wants. They want.
Yeah.
Whatever movie they want.
But now that I think there's a little bit of the John Hamm. You've still got the other.
Kim Kardashian's other butt.
I could take that off,
We throw out the other
butt. I could take that off for sure.
And
then delete as necessary.
Let's bring
back John Hamm's faded out.
Yeah, we need a shorts, though. We need a strong line for the shorts. Otherwise, you don't get you don't have something to really
compare the impressiveness of this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Andy, you're a wizard. You're
putting the words right back in my mouth, Andy.
There you go.
This is great.
This is great. Ooh, let me place the butt a little bit.
That's half a body, by the way, guys.
Can we see what it would look like behind the legs? Just out of curiosity. I agree with Nick. I think we put the best stuff forward. But
the legs in front of
the butt. I could see that.
I'm just curious. I still think we put...
Wow, okay.
No,
I like this.
Now,
but
it's
can
good,
we drop
actually.
It down a little? Can it come
it's
down?
It's very good.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, like there's down. Like just spilling right, out. There's there, some yeah, spillage. It's leaking out.
That's... How much their pants work out?
This is definitely gonna get us thrown in jail.
That's real.
For explicitness, but you know what?
That's real good.
All right, need to move on. We need to move on to abs because
this is going to be tough.
The abs, who's like, that's the problem, right? There's so many good abs we've seen, so many good roids out there that are just cutting these things up.
Yeah, and you know when guys get that V?
The Adonis belt.
The D'Angelo in that music video.
Oh, maybe it's D'Angelo.
I'm going to toss this out here.
Toss it out.
Maybe it isn't one set of abs. maybe it's multiple abs. Six different abs from six of the biggest celebrities.
The Infinity Stones. The Infinity Stones.
Let's check Crims Hemmore.
But I feel like, again, this is where the abs can get a little too masculine.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't all have to be dude's abs.
No, but that's not him. We need him, like, coming right off the steroid cycle for Thor.
Oh. Like, right. He's a little bit harder to see.
Yeah, it's too hard to see. He doesn't have the definition there. This is tough, guys. I knew we were going to get cut up on this one.
He was in Goo Goo Dolls at that point.
Ryan Reynolds has some of the best abs.
Yeah.
But again, we're just looking for a piece. Look at that. Boom.
Wow. There you go. Wow. Wow.
Oh, wait. Okay. Wait.
Wow.
There it is. But before we do this, can we just look? We don't have to sample. Mm-hmm. But can we just go into the Zac Efron aisle
supermarket
and see? Oh, so that's why we take bits and pieces. Because Zac Efron has the trunk abs.
How do you know so much?
Because I look at their bodies. Zac Efron has the trunk abs. So, like, you'll notice he's got, like, kind of more of the belly with the fucking abs stacked on it, right?
Oh, Lord Jesus Christ. You really study these things, man. See? I'm impressed.
Whereas Ryan Reynolds is longer. He's longer. So I would say if we want something from Ryan, we take the outer, maybe the outer obliques, kind of.
Okay.
And then for this, maybe the center of it, the top four abs, maybe what you're going to want is Zac Efron.
So let's go, let's go back to. I like this. Because also Ryan's going to be taller. I think Zac Efron's only like
Let's cement Zacky Boy in here. Let's get his set. These four, right? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Or maybe take the bottom four, and then we'll do a woman's for the top four. Because again, we're thinking like men here, which is as many lines and cuts as possible. But women don't always want to see all those lines and cuts.
I think we've proven anything, guys, during this therapy session, is that women don't want men who are tall, overly successful.
Yeah, yeah. Big dick stuff, like dicks. Smaller
giant
dicks.
Giant penises. Small dicks. And great abs. They don't want that.
They don't want
it. I, for one, think it's yucky. There it is. Jesus.
That's pretty good.
Do me a favor. Type in Sasha Banks abs, just so Cool Greg can watch this episode.
Oh, yeah. Sasha Banks has got great abs.
Oh, boom. Wow.
Look at those things.
Yeah. Wow.
God.
I think we go for this. It's not a great angle, but I
can
figure
this
stuff out.
We don't have to, once we commit, we don't have to commit forever. We can A-B test it. Let's throw it in there and see what happens.
And let's face it, with that ass, no one's going to be looking at her abs.
Oh, my God.
They're going to be looking through her legs.
The front ass and
the dick.
The wild hog he's got in the pants. I think we're fine. I think we're great.
See, you can just, now you just plop that line. You just mash that line.
Oh,
The bra's definitely going to get in the way, but I think it's okay. It's not okay. Hold on. Let's see here.
I mean, maybe just use it as the left side over there, and we can find another right side. We don't know.
That's true. We could just pull our left side in, and then we fill in with a different right side.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. Yeah.
Type in Michael B. Jordan Creed shirtless. Let's see what happens. Let's just go down this road.
Jordan Creed.
Oh, did you see it? Auto completed abs. Michael B. Jordan abs.
Good God.
I mean, they're good. All right. My God.
Whoa.
My God.
So I could take this side, mirror it, and we fill in the Sasha Bank void.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Let's do that. I appreciate that.
I'm just testing out stuff right now. You know,
this is testing.
I mean, again, we have to put this in front of an audience to see how they react to it. Anyway, so people, if you're watching this and you've made it this far, let us know what you think of our Frankenstein monster, and if you'd like to pay, call it $15 to go to the theater and see this thing act, because I feel pretty good about it so far.
Doesn't include popcorn.
This thing.
Well, we don't know. We don't have a name for him or her or they yet. We don't know.
I think we're getting it.
I think we're getting close.
That's
amazing. You might have to do a little bit of blending there.
Do a little bit of blending. Sure, I think it's great.
Now, while you're blending, I have to ask the obvious question. Pecs or boobs?
My diplomatic side says we try and find either pecs that look kind of like boobs or boobs that look kind of like pecs.
We could find a crop top, too. How do you guys feel about that? You know, like,
supposedly.
Can I tell you, I think you're on the right track, Andy, with the crop top and with being ambiguous what's beneath.
Like Gwen Stefani.
I was just thinking Gwen Stefani. I'm like, we should have had some old Gwen Stefani abs in there, because...
Oh, wow. We have so many options, everybody.
She hates when her shirts touch her pants.
Yeah. Don't you? I mean, if there's one thing that I love showing and that I certainly don't have nightmares about, it's my stomach. I love it. Love getting it out there. Certainly don't have any issues still at 40 taking my shirt off at the pool.
You know who crop tops hit hard?
That was from Magic Mike.
Apollo Creed and Rocky.
Yes. Training in Carl Rocky Weathers. 3. Type in Carl Weathers. That's exactly, James. We got to it finally. That's the look I'm thinking of, right? Where I'm not afraid of a mesh crop top is what our actors should be screaming to the entire world. Carl Weathers, Rocky 3. I mean, that'll probably just do it right there.
Oh, fucking yeah.
A.
Wow.
Yes.
Fucking okay. A. Oh, wow.
So that's two Apollo Creeds touching each other, just so we know.
That's old Creed and young Creed.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when you've got their bodies, you put that work in and you get that doctor to get you that special medication, you're good, man.
Oh, biggest movie on the planet.
Here, we've gotten to the big question, everyone. And this is the one that I feared, but I was also most excited for.
Okay.
The question of the shoulders and arms.
Oof. Well, here's the thing. If we didn't use Henry Cavill for the chest.
We did not.
He had his, when he's coming out of that water, in Man of Steel.
Yeah.
There is nothing that looks more like a gorilla in man form than that.
All right.
Okay. Fucking James, first off, click on Carl Weathers in that promotional picture of Rocky IV. Jesus Christ.
Can we, we'll search Henry Cavill arms, but then can we also search Madonna arms?
Oh.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Multiple parts,
a lot of people
don't
realize this, but the human body does, in fact, have two arms.
That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, Jesus. What is happening?
Those
here?
Look great right there. You'll get the older sort of.
Oh, my God.
Wow. I mean, how heavy are those bags?
That's preservation.
I mean, I feel like one of these or this or, you know, or the scary one.
Not the scary one. Because, again, this is an action star.
What I'm looking most forward to, guys, just as a creative, right? I'm looking most forward to stretching out the forearm to the hand.
Like, yeah, that's where do be we? Real fun.
Like, I'm really all looking forward to that process.
There's her that's in the pink dress there. Take a look at that one. Yeah, it's not the best. I don't think it's the best representation. But
It's a sleeveless shirt. We can just pull the shoulders from somewhere. Get the arm. True. Get two sets of biceps. All kinds of stuff.
Because what I'm thinking is we do shoulder to elbow, and then somebody's elbow to wrist.
I mean, I think we should make sure Madonna is in this, because, again, it's the DNA. She's one of the biggest stars on the planet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone knows Madonna. To that. And we want everyone to know this person, who we're probably going to have to name, right?
We'll type in Madonna Buff. That's a great one. That's not going to get that's that, a that really one, good one right? Andy, you
I think
it.
Just,
that's
like,
beautiful.
Shoulder to elbow right here is totally... Sure. Like, one of these is usable.
We're not forgetting about you, Henry.
So you guys do this every week, huh?
Oh, that looks great.
Yeah.
That looks real good. That's going to be a long forearm, though, so like make sure to factor that in.
I mean, I kind of want a really long forearm.
Yeah,
like,
maybe it's the perfect forearm.
The more I think of it, the more, like, it kind of looks like she's wearing, like, an Under Armour shirt or something like that. Mm-hmm. So now we're thinking Henry Cavill for the other arm.
We got to see it. Can we at least see it?
Sure,
we gotta
sure.
See it.
Perhaps the Reginald... hands would have actually been in a perfect place if our actor here didn't have three times the abs that a person would absolutely need.
That's true. There's very long torso, yeah.
Well, what a regular person would need.
Yeah, exactly. I would say a superstar.
Superstar.
Though.
Henry Cavill Superman shirtless.
Kaboom.
It's just Kaboom. Insane. Like, it's ridiculous, dude. I think this is the one. Like, I think we go for this one.
Mm-hmm.
God, it looks
Hold on. Look at the picture of him on the left pointing, like, in the water or whatever. It's probably him not in peak physical condition. That looks like him from Justice League, right?
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Which means he would have gotten pulled off the set of Mission Impossible 3 or something.
Oh,
my God. What is that?
Well, there it is. Well, he spotted something.
Up, what is that? Left. What is
that? What's that? No, Dan, what's
that's
that?
Not him.
That's not him.
Who is that?
It's not?
I don't know who that is.
Are you sure that's not him?
No, that's not him.
That guy's Jack, though.
I don't know who that is, though.
That's just a stock photo.
So that's Kumail. Yeah, I think it's stock. Oh, Kumail, man. Look at...
He's got good arms, too.
The Kumail man. That's what
thick
we call him.
Thick and veiny ones.
Yes, yeah, so I think we go left. Arm.
Take that picture of fucking Matthew McConaughey away. Can you close that? Can you stop coming?
We gotta
back
save it. We gotta save it. Make sure we might need it.
All right, James is right. James is right. That's why he's our leader. God, he was big. Supposedly, he didn't. He did that without steroids. How do we feel about that?
I mean, he. The thing is, he's not. He's massive, but there's certain telltale signs like a big gut or like super capped shoulder, like your shoulders jut out and then they have these caps. He just looks like they put him through this gorilla boot camp training thing and had the best nutrition possible. I mean, the bigger question is how long did it take him to go from what Immortals to this? What was that turnaround?
I don't know, but if someone said, hey, man, you're in the running, you're even close, like there's a 1% chance you might be Superman, I would start working out the second I got off that phone.
There is no chance, and I'm still doing it, so.
Look at that. I mean, we're looking great, everybody.
Because I feel like what do we need? We need a neck, we need a face, and we need some forearms. That's it right there. Ooh, the booter. Can you make the butt a little bit darker to emulate the shadow of what we would be seeing?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
is that
sure
something?
Okay.
Just to give it a little wise contrast and depth, so wise we can tell that it's a back butt, not a front butt.
James is just watching Man of Steel.
I pulled Man of Steel up over here, watching him hold up an entire oil rig.
A little bit like that. That looks pretty.
Yeah, good. That's nice. That gives us a little bit more. Because now we can kind of see it from afar, right? We have to have a part at least of the originator of the buff-bodied man superstar, which is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Mm-hmm. Because he has the best chest in the existence of chess. He's cut from marble. He's massive.
Do you remember the Terminator clip where John Connor teaches him how to smile? I would think smile.
His mouth, smile, his signature smile.
His smile and the ability to make others smile.
Look at his back muscles. And I know that we're taking a picture from the front, but is there... Yeah.
You could add the wing, his lats. Andy. You know, when you see the lats.
Add a little bit of lat
Andy,
there, Andy.
Here's something radical. But what if... What if we put a little mirror on a stand behind our person so you can see
Andy.
The back muscles
great
in the reflection?
It's a great idea.
It'll be a person with their arms down, and then the reflection is that. Okay.
The mirror only needs to be wide and big enough that you just see the back.
You just see it. You might have to take that layer of the tank top and then... And then mirror it, and then cut a hole in the back, just so you know, so it works.
Just a little bit.
Okay.
Jesus Christ, that's amazing, Eddie.
Here we go.
People are like, I don't get it. And they're like, Nick's dumb. That's what you don't get.
Look at that. That's great. That looks great.
Now, Elise, do we think that the elbow pits need to be a thing? Do we need someone's good elbow pits?
Do we consider that part of... We didn't consider the knees to be part of the leg, so...
It's true. True, good elbows, good bows.
I mean, you were the one that pulled the best knees in the business, Gary Sneeze Knees. Can we? Is it maybe Brad Pitt elbow pits? Is that what we're going for?
Elbows, Brad's elbow pit.
I think it's Joe Maggie Elbow.
Of course it is.
Do you think it would be possible to put another mirror lower and show the fullness of Kim K's butt in that picture?
Oh, that's a great idea.
We've seen a little bit of it, but people get a little taste. We wanted them to get the whole entree.
Also, are you guys familiar with Ben Affleck's back tattoo?
Oh, I am.
I am.
He got the back tattoo, and then he came back as the biggest star in Hollywood playing the Batman.
Yep.
I think we need to figure out a back tattoo.
Andy, we got to put the back tattoo on.
Can you show
it?
Nick Ben Affleck's back tattoo?
Of course. It's really special, guys.
It's like, really cool. Nick, I want you to picture the coolest tattoo you can.
Okay.
Now let's see how it lines up with what we're going to show you. Ben Stiller. Yeah, nice. Ben Stiller tattoo.
Ben Affleck tattoo.
It's almost the weekend. Oh, my God. Why would he do that? Look at that.
Do we just use his tattoo?
Yeah, we should use his. There's one below it, Andy.
Let's see here real quick.
Oh, my God. What the fuck is with that tattoo? Why would he do that?
It's great.
Oh, yeah. I'm loving this. Okay. See, I like to believe that if I looked this good, I would have a house full of mirrors as well.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
The ones that you can't see, though? They're always
behind me, no matter what.
Nick's like Dorian Gray, but for his hanging ass cheeks.
Exactly. Andy, here's what I need you to do. Just make the butt the whole thing. You don't even need to worry about the reflection of the
water. It's like a magnification.
Oh, there yeah. It there it is.
There it is.
It's there working. It Hold is.
On. Let's see.
Yeah.
That's it. It's like a mirror that the evil queen had.
That's great, Andy. You nailed it.
And Andy, I hate to be throwing these details at you, but we're gonna need to see some of the shorts coming over the top there. We're gonna see. Okay. It's almost like the shorts cut off at the side of the thigh, and then they have the band goes around the whole waist.
Fine.
Well, you're gonna want to see. Actually,
where are you at, Jim?
The back tattoo.
You're gonna want to see some of the tank top and the back tattoo coming out the bottom.
We're gonna need that. We're gonna
of need that, that, just so we make sure people are confused.
Maybe we just do one. Maybe we just do one mirror.
Really big. No.
Like a floor.
I like seeing the multiple mirrors. I like seeing the multiple mirrors. Andy, you can cut around the bulge, cut out the cheeks, and just keep the waistband of the shorts.
Oh, okay. So it's
a waistband that goes all the way around, and gotcha. Then on the front it has shorts that hang down, and on the back it's like a skirt
exactly. In the front, kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I feel like it. Okay. I feel like forearms that have cool tattoos. I like where we're at with that. I like the idea of having a little bit of tattoo to tie in the back to the front.
Do we want a hairy forearm? You know, my first thought is like Robin Williams, but I would never disrespect Robin Williams.
Is that disrespecting him? Making him part of the most famous global action superstar?
Robin Williams' forearm?
Robin Williams' forearms.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, let's do it.
Oh, yep.
Wow. Oh, that's Popeye, too. The Popeye prosthetic arms.
I think it's the Popeye arm.
Oh, yeah, my God. Nailed it. This is the one.
That's the one.
And it's honestly, it's also we're already building on the popularity of a beloved franchise. Film.
Yeah,
you know, like I don't know anyone that hasn't seen or loved Popeye.
You're absolutely right. You're hitting the nail on the head, James. There's nothing more culturally relevant right now than Popeye.
Look at how the arms fit perfectly,
Andy. It's there. You've nailed it. You've nailed it.
We may be able to make it match.
Match. How about we lose one of Reginald's hands, but we keep the watch.
Okay.
Okay. You know what? I'm down with breaking the rules here. I'm down with breaking the rules.
I don't know.
Here's a pitch. What if we use it for the other arm?
Oh, okay.
Smaller gotcha. Form on the other side gotcha. That doesn't hide
okay.
the
Okay,
that's great.
Fantastic.
Can you imagine in a movie that, like, let's take like a skyscraper. Or you see that hand come up. Clutch the edge of a building.
Yeah.
Pull the action star up.
Mm-hmm. God, that's great.
That's a beef.
That's the kind of thing
beef
you need.
Right there.
So I feel like you guys are right, though. I think your instinct was correct. We need a female forearm for the other side. Because we got Madonna's arm on the right side, so we need a female forearm for the left side.
Oh,
so
yeah. We're flip-flopping. I like that.
It balances out.
Who is the biggest star right now who is a female? Top of your head, Elise, go. Who is it?
Rihanna.
Rihanna.
Oh, Rihanna's
that's a great choice. That's a great choice.
And we don't get her music anymore, so at least give us her forearm.
But we want her.
No,
last.
That's not Rihanna. That's not
that's
her.
Not Rihanna.
That's a workout.
She's Rihanna arm?
She's
for Rihanna arm.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's it.
I mean, I think that might be it. Like, I think that's the best view we're going to get. Oh, wait.
Oh,
this one.
Perfect.
Yeah,
it's perfect.
There we go.
With the purse. Get the purse, too. Who cares? Man, I'm telling you guys, the mirrored idea, I know it took added a solid 35 minutes to this piece, but it was it was worth it, you know?
It also answered a lot of questions, too.
Are we keeping Reginald Bill Johnson's arm on that side?
I think so, yeah.
I feel like we need
okay,
to. Right?
I'm glad we were able to pull that back in. Now, while he's doing that, everyone, now we're getting to the important bits here, because we need a neck and a head.
And the face.
And the face. God, I mean, the face we could spend hours on together.
I would say the face is parts.
So many different parts.
I mean, I already know whose eyebrows I want to suggest for.
Whose eyebrows do you want?
Mark Wahlberg, when he's like surprised or scared in a movie.
I thought you were saying Peter Gallagher.
No, Peter Gallagher's got great eyebrows, too.
He does. Jesus Christ, Andy.
What
like
if
when
I just
he made
stretch it.
Stretch it. Fuck it.
When
bro,
he
I
made
it
while you were sleeping. You know, that's what everyone was asking about.
Biggest star on the planet, Peter Gallagher.
We never got the elbows, but I'm okay with that.
No, I'm okay with the forgetting the elbows. I think, like, we're capitalizing on what the audiences need the most. I don't know if elbows isn't that, you know.
This worked out real nice. Look at that.
Oh, that's perfect, Andy. You really nailed that. And we're able to still get the butt mirror.
Yeah.
And
still see the crack.
It. Here, look, look. I'm just to kind of like put it in the background a little bit, like separate it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm,
there you go.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. We're separating the foreground from the background.
Oh, I love
Perfect.
It.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. I just don't think anyone has a better neck in the business right now than Vin Diesel. And I say that knowing fully well that he, in fact, does not have a neck.
I think we legitimately use the whole bust.
Yes.
And then, like,
that's what
and
I'm
then
saying.
we can mix and match from there.
Because I feel like if we want to add. Jesus God. But look at the definition in that neck, ladies and gentlemen, where it goes from basically bottom throat to mid throat to upper throat to chin. It is a seamless transition.
It is seamless. You're right.
So, coronavirus happens.
Uh huh.
One celebrity falls ill to it.
Okay.
The most beloved celebrity in the world.
Yep.
World
Tom
over.
Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
Can you type in Da Vinci Code? There you go.
Let's see. Oh, there my God.
No. That's great hair. Look at that.
Oh, my God.
Look at that, Andy.
right there to the left.
That's what we're looking for.
There's not enough neck here,
no,
though.
No, go up, go like up, go up. Oh, I'm saying just take it on and put it on Vin Diesel's head.
Take the hair.
I mean, I'm not saying we need to use his head. I'm just thinking we need to get Hanks in here.
We need
Hanks
a little bit of DNA, right? Hanks. Yeah, Hanks DNA.
Okay.
That right there. Boom.
Ooh.
See
yeah,
that?
This is it.
I'm just going to raise it right now. It's coming out very masculine.
That's true.
We need to
that's
make sure
true.
That these
the
facial
hair.
Features are
okay.
a little bit
okay.
more feminine.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, that's fine. We
okay.
Did.
I apologize. Mm-hmm. Andy, can you just do me a favor? Isolate just the hair. I just
yeah,
want to
yeah.
see what Tom Hanks' hair
just
looks
the
like.
Just the hair.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Okay, sure. I can do that. Yeah.
Can we just see...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He ends up looking a little bit like John Travolta.
Yep. That's it, Andy.
Because you know what? We can add more hair if we want to have... That could be the front.
Yeah,
and then we add to it. Like, Shakira's got a great head of hair.
Oh, Shakira does
really
have a great hair.
For
Maybe
Shakira
we can find
this.
Shakira. You know how she does the hair extensions and the ponytails? Maybe we could put a ponytail on this bad boy.
He looks like Javier Bardem in No Country for Old Men, kind of.
We're going to need a little bit of an effeminate nose in here. And
yeah, yeah.
My first thought is a nose well, that is as natural as the day it was born. I'm thinking, you
Jennifer
know.
Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston never had a nose job, right? Or did she? I can't remember.
Mm. Also, while we're talking about it, Julia Roberts' mouth.
Oh, Ooh. Yeah. That's a
America's
given.
Mouth.
That is a given. Yeah, okay. let's get that okay. Aniston nose in there, please. Thank you.
Let's see here.
Jesus Christ.
Reese
yeah, we need Julia Roberts' lips. And
too.
I think...
Reese's chin.
Reese's chin.
Angelina Jolie's eyes. She's got great eyes, right?
Great eyes.
She looks like a Muppet. He looks like a... Hold on. Like... What I like, he just looks like a Muppet, man.
Yeah,
guys,
like,
what
cool.
do you think that Greg has against the Muppets?
I think Greg's upbringing was really tough. And I think he swallowed a lot of nickels.
Oof.
Oh, there it
oh,
is.
Oh, yes, yes.
There, the first
image.
One, first one.
Very first
image. First
one.
First
is
one.
Classic,
look at that.
Yeah.
Classic.
Or her laughing, like one of the, oh, some of the laughing
Oh,
ones.
The laughing one is at the same angle, too. Yeah, Elisa's right. The one below
three,
Hugh Grant.
Two down. I love when you like go back and watch movies from the 80s and everyone just had their normal teeth.
Oh, and they were all green, like yellow because they were smokers.
Yeah.
We were just watching, we just watched Chasing Amy and Ben Affleck's teeth were not done.
And he didn't have his tattoo yet. I don't know.
Oh my God, that's so good.
That's $1 million smile.
That's $1 million smile. For
Can
hours.
You Google Mark Wahlberg scared?
What do you mean? I think it's a Transformer. Yeah, yeah.
Hold on, I want to hear more.
Yeah.
Mark Wahlberg impression.
Andy Gibson.
No, well, Nick does it even better than me, is
oh,
the thing.
I think Andy's doing a great job. Hey, have you guys ever seen a computer? They baffle me. Hey, I think we found a Transformer. Hey, I made $65 billion in 2017.
Wasn't he the most
yes.
overpaid actor?
To act.
He was, like, statistically the most overpaid
or,
actor.
Or Andy, there's one also third. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God, Andy. You fucking
the, one
oh,
of the
this
HD.
One.
Fandangos.
Left,
Fandangos.
Left, left. Yeah.
Now, James... Would you be surprised to know that I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that one of these days, if I ever make it big, either Mark Wahlberg or Vin Diesel are going to come up to me and just clean my fucking clock.
They're going to whoop his fucking ass.
Oh, because
yeah.
of
yeah.
things you said.
That's what you said.
Yeah, I've thought about that
Same,
too.
Same, yeah.
So what I'm doing here is I'm going to like try to fade that forehead kind of.
Oh my God, it looks like the Batman mask.
That's real good.
It's terrifying.
It's looking really good. Yeah, yeah.
She's got a more pointed chin. Who? Yeah. What actor has like a cleft?
Well, it's so masculine. There's John Travolta, but it's masculine. This face and body already feel so masculine. I think we want something feminine like that.
I'm just being honest with everybody. I didn't know a chin Reese Witherspoon thing was a thing. I didn't know that we were like. Mm-hmm. Of course, I knew Julie Roberts' mouth, John Hamm's big hog, right? But I didn't know Reese Witherspoon had a chin thing going on. I didn't know. I'm learning stuff today.
We saw her once. Oh, she was eating ice cream. She was eating ice cream in L.A. But she had like almost a disguise on. She had a big hat and big sunglasses on, so that way she wouldn't be noticed. Except she was sitting with her daughter, who is a dead ringer for her, and so it didn't matter. I was like, is that Reese Witherspoon? And then it was like, no, it isn't. But she's sitting next to Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah, there's two.
Defeated the purpose.
It's like double impact. Now, technically, by morphing the chin, you're making it slightly pointier, but I think Reese would be fine with that. I think she'd sign off on that. Yes.
There we go.
Oh,
there
yes.
we go. There all right. we go.
Eyes left. All that's Look left at is that. Eyes.
Angelina Jolie's eyes kind of poking through.
That's it right there, Andy.
You just flip looking them. Off to the side. Mm-hmm.
You mirror image that?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, God.
What the fuck? Click off that. I don't like that picture. Oh, Andy, look at you with this pick whip wand. It's so
like,
good.
I don't know if that's the right... if that's the right move, though, guys, I'll be honest with you. I kind of want to pull that back. Let me walk that back real quick.
Dial that back a little bit. Dial that back a little bit. Andy, give me a little Alita Battle Angel action right now.
Yeah, let's go big.
Why are you making those? Why are you making those things so small?
Look at that beauty! God. What a beauty! She's a stunner.
Get any better than this, Andy?
Oh my gosh, Andy! Look at that!
Got it!
Holy cow!
We've got it!
Wow. Holy cow.
I forgot we were still using Da Vinci Code Tom Hanks' hair.
Wait, we still need Shakira's hair or whatever.
But. Oh, yeah. Shakira, can we add some right. Shakira extensions? Never been in a film, but at least really want Shakira in there.
There it is. Oh, yeah. Just a sprinkle, like a little fountain of hair.
Yeah, look at that.
Look at that. Oh, yeah, that's great.
Tom Hanks is... Tom Hanks' hair is just there kind of invading, you know?
Well, it's like Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Where she has like those really ugly bangs in the front or whatever.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of what this is. It's a style. It's edgy.
That's like every girl that lives in Austin, Texas.
God Beautiful. Damn. Look at that. Stunning. Just a stunner.
Holy cow.
Tom Hanks' hair looks like a hairband almost, like holding it all back. You know what I mean?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
I think we've got a certified star here. And
so
I kind of forgot how small the scale
was. We started off. You said that you wanted him to be tall, so as he got went upward, he got bigger. And that's okay. That's okay because I feel like it's hard to get good, like big calves.
Let me see if we can recall. Let's see if we can recall. So we have Skechers shoes. Mm-hmm. That's the only brand we need. The Rock's calves.
Mm-hmm.
Gary Sinise's knees.
Yep.
Jennifer Lopez's thighs.
Yep.
John Hamm's big old hog.
Big dick.
Kim Kardashian's butt poking through the thigh gap.
Mm-hmm.
We have Zac Efron's lower abs. We have Sasha Banks upper right, and then Michael B. Jordan upper left.
Mm-hmm. You're doing great right now.
We have Carl Weathers, his tank top shirt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We have left arm is Madonna plus Popeye, aka Robin Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Right arm is Henry Cavill.
Yeah.
Rihanna forearm, Reginald Vell Johnson watch in hand.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the back, Arnold Schwarzenegger's back. Ben Affleck's back tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Then up to the neck, we've got Vin Diesel's neck and kind of outer jaw. Reese Witherspoon's chin. Mm-hmm. Julia Roberts' mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Aniston's nose. Angelina Jolie's eyes. Mark Wahlberg's brow and eyebrows. Mm-hmm. Tom Hanks's front hair. And Shakira's back hair. Did I miss anything?
I think you
nailed all of it.
Actually. Wow.
We hope movie theaters open up soon so that our actor can have just an opportunity to really shine. Until then, thank you guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, James and Elise. Appreciate y'all.
Thank you guys. Thank you, Andy. Thank you, Nick.
And thank you, Reese Witherspoon, for that chin. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the bit. Huge thanks to James and Elise Willems for joining us. It's so fun doing content with them. And if you guys want to follow them, if you're not familiar with who they are because you haven't watched any other content, you're crazy. Go over to youtube.com/funhouse, subscribe over there, and also follow them on Twitter at James Willems and at Elise Willems, respectively, because they're hilarious in their own regard on Twitter as well.
Such a blast. So much fun. I wish I could do it all the time. like for the rest of my life, like as my real career, you know.
I mean, it wasn't that much fun.
Oh really? Wow, yeah. Because
now that you're saying that, you know,
I had the most fun I've had in 3 years. Yeah, since April of 2017, that's the most fun I've had since then. You know.
Okay.
Which was okay. Yeah, it was my first day at Kind of Funny.
No, I remember that day because it was 3 months after you said you'd start.
It was more like 8 months, but.
You know. We will be back in 2 weeks with the rest of the Photoshop challenges, which were freaking hilarious, by the way. Thank you all for your submissions and your patience. We hope you enjoyed that episode. If you did, leave a comment in the comments below letting us know what part of our amazing actor you think is going to be single-handedly responsible for bringing back the movie industry. I think it's going to be The Rock's calves, personally, but it also could be Jen Aniston's nose.
That's where I had my money, Nick. That's where I had my money. That's
where her plastic surgeon has a lot of that money as well. Until next week, I've been Nick.
I've been Andy.
And you've just been AF'd.